Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. You got WEEI afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. You got Arcan. You got Hart. We'll be talking about, or we'll be going into the grab bag, I should say, coming up. About a half an hour from now.
Good bag today.
Full bag.
I'll say that. Yeah, a potpourri as well.
Oh, nice.
A lot of, normally the grab bag is, it's a lot of different sports, some non-sports, a random baseball player, as it were.
You can usually expect that.
Yeah, yeah.
If we were doing a random basketball player, I think we already checked that box today, but Yingadare.
I wonder at some point if we do, to steal a basketball first, pivot away a little bit from baseball and go hoops, go football. Baseball is classic, but...
Let's ask the people.
The people.
Let's ask the people now, but let's ask again around random baseball player. Let's informal show.
As soon as baseball season starts, we'll pivot away to basketball. We'll wait until April and then
the perfect
we'll
time. Yeah. Let's see what the people
think. We'll get a few months until baseball season starts.
We'll informally throw that out there coming out. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll get into the keys to the divisional round coming up. It is worth circling back to Celsius Gate, as we're referring to it here at the station.
Yeah.
So things went south when you came in for the crossover.
For the
today.
Record, yeah. I didn't think I needed to, but just because I am the bigger man, I did replace her beverage.
Yes,
I got a new one for her.
Same flavor and everything? I don't know.
Yes.
What, oh, wow.
Exactly. Nice. Identical. Same one. This one might have been even colder than the one I had.
Well, I heard, too, they're so expensive, but Terp said you can get them 2 for $4 up the street.
Now, that
was a direct, that was a direct quote from Terp.
They're for sure not expensive. So I gave her that. She loves flowers, so I got her some flowers.
A potted plant.
Well, it was a potted plant. It's a throwback to one of their other jokes, but that just I thought that was a genuine sort of like a peace offering, which I didn't think was necessary, but we all work in the same place. We're going to have to see each other, so let's just squash this and move on.
Can I add, did you get the Celsius and the potted plant at the same place,
maybe,
or was it separate stops?
That's not part of this story.
I'm just curious.
They sell potted flowers at 7-Eleven?
Well, they do. The point is I had both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I steal both of them from places? I know a lot of you are thinking maybe I stole them. No, I didn't steal
them. Somebody upstairs missing a flower.
Yeah. I went to all three floors above us just to peek around what they have. You guys got up here.
Pulled something off Carolyn's desk.
What's in the fridge here?
Yeah.
No, that's not true. I also think it is apples to oranges because I got a lot of feedback yesterday because Courtney posted the photo of me walking down the hallway with it.
It's the definition of an incriminating photo.
No, I admitted to it as well. Yeah, so it's not really necessary.
But it is very. It looks worse. Yeah. It's worse than copping to it.
True.
To actually see the visual of it.
It also allowed people to comment and make fun of
Sandler walking down the hallway.
Yeah. A lot of people made fun of my appearance.
Yeah,
which is fine. That's what she opened this up to. But I think the real problem is, and what the thing we can't get past is, like, she thinks I did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Did not.
Well,
and I guess there's no way, like, I'll say no, she says yes, and then what?
Did you steal the Celsius? Yes, you did.
No.
Yeah, no, this is my stance on it.
Yeah,
did you steal the Celsius? Yes.
I took
it. Did you knowingly steal it from Courtney out of spite because she doesn't believe your Bruins report?
Yeah.
No. I mean,
you
know what I think, I won't go there.
You know what I think proves it? That is that she thinks that everyone knows what she drinks every day.
Right.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's like a wild thing to think. Like, when I'd be like, hey, Jones, what do I have every day? And we actually work on the same show together. And even you'd be like, I don't know.
Probably a coffee? Yeah, I'd guess.
From where? I don't know. Wherever?
Yeah. Like, you do suck down those energy drinks over there.
Suck them right down.
Yeah.
I got one today. Guess what? This is for the group. This is for everybody. Andy Hart brought these in. They're for the group. Were they labeled for the group?
We'll find out when the crossover comes.
Yeah, so
that's true.
I'll tell you.
He tries to tackle me.
We got a call early in the show. Well, I said this earlier. When Ted works here now, we all got to be a little more careful with what we take from various places.
I'm not checking the Wii protein or the Whey protein bars.
It's definitely Whey. The Wii protein?
Do I look like I would know?
I'm not touching
the big triangular weights either.
Yeah, not going anywhere near that.
Yeah. Those are my weights, guys. Yeah, okay. I'll leave those for Ted.
That's cool.
I was going to hang clean on the break, but I guess not. But so when it comes to a labeling, somebody called in today. This is wild to me. Somebody called in today and they go, yeah, you actually have to label if it's for everyone. If it's unlabeled, you can't touch that.
See, that's crazy to me.
That's like, wild. Is that what goes on in real office? I've never worked in a real office. Is that what goes on in a real office?
I guess. I also wouldn't know. So when they dump stuff off here or they drop stuff off, whatever it might be, and then we eat whatever we eat, and then we don't throw it away. We're like, hey, whatever else wants it, you put it in the kitchen or you put it in the fridge. And then it's like, okay. It's like the people that are giving you the food shouldn't have to then take the extra step of finding a pen and a paper and doing all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it's your own thing, I also am not just going through lunches. That's like another thing that people think that I'm doing. I'm not just like scrummaging through and like grabbing people's like paper bags.
You're not doing that, but it's like a step below that.
I do look in the fridge.
You are looking in the fridge.
He moves the bag lunches to find what it is.
Yeah, right. I look in the fridge.
He's probably touching the bag lunches in there, sliding them out of the way to look for free food.
True or false, there was more than one of those drinks in the fridge at the time that I took it.
True.
Okay. If someone's
I mean, that's what Courtney claims. I don't know, but that's what
we don't know. We don't go in the fridge.
Right, yeah.
Well, she even said that. And I'm telling you that that's the case.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if somebody, say there was like a ham sandwich in a plastic bag with like a can of Coke next to it, despite what people might think, I'm not taking that Coke. But if there's multiple Cokes, I'm like, that must have been from an old lunch or like an old drop off or an old like maybe a new client.
Well,
or
like you said, sales has their meaning every week. Like there's always leftover food from that. They'll put that in a community place.
The flaw in her logic is she thinks I stole it from her, whereas I don't even think I stole it from anyone, let alone from her.
I think, did you knowingly steal it? Maybe not, but it's still a stolen product.
I'll ask you the same question that I asked you before.
Uh-huh.
This thing of bagels that is in our studio right now.
Yeah.
If Stiz came down the hall and grabbed a bagel, would you say, oh, Stiz just stole a bagel, or Stiz had a bagel?
Let me change it on you.
No, answer that one first.
No, that would not. It's not a stolen bagel.
Okay.
No. What if a salesperson pops in?
I say, get out of here.
Go get now. What if sales comes in and starts yoinking
Which
bagels?
Which has happened.
It is. It's kind of,
It happened yesterday.
Yeah, it did.
I didn't think he stole it.
I did get an email from said sales rep.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm coming down there for a bagel. When do they go to break?
Oh, there
How
you go.
How about that? When do they go to break? Thanks
asking.
For listening.
That was asking that. We'll strike that from the record.
Maybe pop on your radio and find out when we go to break.
Exactly.
How's that if you want a bagel so bad?
Walk down the hallway. Is the light on?
The on-air light? Yeah.
I mean, we could be a little inconsistent with our breaking time, but yeah.
Still. Okay. But if you're listening, you know when we go to break. You got a couple minutes. You could pop it. But I wasn't like, that guy just stole a bagel.
How about over the summertime? So over the summertime, 2-3 times a year during the summer, there's cookouts.
100%.
Yeah.
There's always sodas left over. There's always waters left over. The stuff left over and it's put in the fridge.
Yep. And they've never once been marked, please take. They're just in there assuming that people will take.
Mm.
All right. I feel like it's pretty ironclad over here.
I don't think you knowingly took Courtney's.
Well, and that's what she's most mad about.
I think that's clear. Yeah.
She's more mad about that than I think that it was gone
in the first place. Yeah. Well, I will say we have to watch Keith very closely now, Billy and Nick. He's a man who not only, you know, will grab stuff out of a I think he enjoys the thrill. The thrill of the getaway there is what I think is going.
Yeah, I was hiding.
A man who's escaped in his
Have crimes. I ever stole anything from any of you?
No, well, not that I know of. Right. Yeah, no.
And it's not like he put it in a cup. You know what I mean? Like if he had swiped it
straight. He drank it on the air. Yeah. No, he did. That's true.
I didn't and I also didn't bring it home.
So I think the problem is she thinks it was personal.
Yes.
And you're saying it isn't stealing.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you both have flaws in your argument.
Fair. You did a better job than Wiggy at trying to moderate.
Wiggy didn't do great.
Wiggy was trying.
No, Wiggy's like, oh man, this just got worse. Because I was in during the crossover today, and I thought I had like a nice gift, and she was just like, you did this on purpose. I'm like, what the hell?
It took quite a
turn. You should have smashed the flower right in front
of me. Yeah, I should have. I thought she was going to smash it in my face, which would have been good radio.
Yeah.
But didn't happen.
I thought, that would have been a good way to go about it. You could have taken the flower back.
Honestly, do you think it's in the trash? We should go look.
We'll know
how mad she really is.
If it's in the check their room?
Go see if it's in the trash or in their room.
Keith takes it out of the trash and Courtney thinks he stole it.
I'll take it home.
617-779.
Tell my wife I got her flowers. She's like, I know it was part of a bit. What are you doing? Get out of here. I don't want these hand-me-down flowers.
It's like a wrapper on it, like a candy wrapper on top of it from the garbage. Yeah. Banana peel. Coach is in New Hampshire on Celsius Gate. Go ahead, Coach.
What do you got, Coach?
Yeah. I'm all for Rich. I am someone who has committed this non-crime well over 100 times at the workplace and, unfortunately, sadly to admit, in my own home. I do have one question, though.
Sure.
And this is a kind of a serious one. Did it bother you at all, Rich, that Courtney maybe didn't support your your scoop on the Bruins. I'm curious. But I know it has nothing to do with the thing you are totally innocent of. Love you, Rich. Take care.
Thank you very much, Coach. It's a great question, and this is why Courtney can't get past it, because it is true. I was surprised that she wouldn't back me and she backed the players on this. I was surprised. Well, I don't know why she did that.
And on air, we said she's on your list. So it's perplexing.
And then her whole thing, and she said it like eight times. She's like, there are no consequences. I'm like, yeah, there are. This is a consequence that you had these drinks in the fridge.
No, coincidence.
What did I say?
Consequence. There are no coincidences.
There's also no consequences. Just do whatever you want.
There's no consequences.
My bad. Yeah. Coincidences. Yeah. I was trying to do her voice. No coincidences.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, in this case, there is. But no, it's a great point by Coach. Because I guess this would be motive.
Well, he is an expert in this.
Yeah, well, that's a man.
He's a coach.
It sounds like an actual criminal.
Dude stole 100 items.
I agree with you.
That's crazy. I don't think I've opened the refrigerator 100 times, let alone taken things 100 times.
Cotto's in Boston. Hello, Cotto.
Hello.
Hello.
Rich Thief is what they should be calling you, because you're a dirty little weasel thief, and you should be going over there and buying her a brand new pack of Celsius, because you stuck your nose where you shouldn't have.
Okay, well, he bought
a wine. I don't think you've been listening to the whole explanation there. That's twice I've been called for a firing this week.
Yeah.
What a week.
Wait till Marchand gets wind of this.
Fingers crossed I'm in on Monday.
Yeah, no, it's a good point.
Usually people get fired on Friday, so we'll see.
Friday going into a long weekend.
It'd be
an ideal time.
The potted flower
is
in the building.
Didn't take it home.
But it is on her desk, like off to the side.
Not in the trash?
Not in the trash. No,
that's fine.
Nope, just popped in my head in their office. Took a quick look. It's on her desk. It's not like dead center on the desk. It's just kind of off to the side.
Can I just comment, though? The guy who called me a dirty weasel
is
full of crap, because he's just trying to kiss up to Courtney. Like, that's not going to help you, Cotto.
You're accusing Cotto of simping.
Yeah, I don't think I did anything wrong.
Yeah, okay.
I'm with Coach on this. Go ahead, grab whatever you want in the fridge. No, and I understand that's how I'm being painted as, but we do often have food. Like, there was a stretch, I swear, months ago, 2-3 days a week, there'd be food in the kitchen, right?
Oh,
like, we had a stretch where it was like muffins and pizza and whatever.
Five boxes of pizza gone in about 30 seconds.
And not once was there a sign that said, please take.
Nope.
So extra stuff always found its way in the kitchen. I think some people can't wrap their tiny heads around that, is that it's different than maybe everybody else's workplace where you only bring your own food. I can see that. If it's just like, hey, here's the fridge. Everyone pack your own lunch because we got these long hours today, and you're like rummaging through somebody's like zip bag.
Yeah.
Like, that's an issue.
That's different.
That's an animal.
Coach might disagree, but that's
Coach
different.
Is taking it anyway.
But
if it's in there, it's in there.
Look, we'd be denying if we said that, Jones and Thief doesn't have a nice ring to it. I mean, that's got a good ring to it. Let's give you...
The fact that rhymes... Coincidence.
Yeah, well, that is a coincidence.
That is a coincidence.
I've heard there are no coincidences, but that's a coincidence. Let's give you Thief's Keys. Let's get
Rich Keefe. What is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's Keys to the Game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the Keys to the Game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the Keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
Oh, that's right. What everybody's been waiting for, Keefe's Keys to the divisional round. We have four games, two tomorrow and two on Sunday, so let's dive in. Despite it being called the divisional round, none of the teams are playing division opponents.
Huh.
False advertising.
Weird coincidence.
Of the eight quarterbacks playing this weekend, four have made the Super Bowl in the past. Two have won it. Of the eight teams playing this weekend, two are named after birds, one after a mountain goat, one after the king of the jungle, one after a group of people from Texas, one after a nickname from William, one after a mayor, despite an obvious connection to Native Americans, and one from a team that used to be named after Native Americans.
25%.
Former Jaguars left tackle Tony Boselli has a 1-1 record in the divisional round, and despite being a three-time All-Pro and owning Bruce Smith in a playoff game, the aforementioned Bruce Smith thinks Boselli should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Their matchup was in a divisional round?
Wild card weekend. We had it last week, Jones. Three of the four games this weekend are rematches of regular season games.
Sure they are.
Trivia time. Can you name the one that isn't? What is not a rematch from the regular season?
Lions Commanders.
Correct. Three of the eight franchises playing this weekend have never won the Super Bowl. Can you name them?
Lions. Texans.
Correct.
Who else is playing this weekend? I don't know. Lions, Texans, who?
Buffalo Bills.
Bills, duh. They've been there, though.
The definition of divisional is relating to an organizational or administrative division.
Work on that.
Former Rams Hall of Fame defensive lineman Merlin Olsen isn't just the ultimate jock. He appeared in four movies and a dozen TV shows where he played Merlin Fergus in Petticoat Junction. The Cat in an episode of Dr. Simon Locke. Stan Webster, A Fire in the Sky. Webb McLean in Walking Tall. And Jake Callahan in Time Bomb.
Oh. I'll have to check those out.
We have more.
Oh, good.
A division is the action of separating.
These are late additions?
They made it through. A division is the action of separating something into parts or the process of being separated. In four career games against Baltimore, Jones's MVP, Josh Allen, is only 1-3.
Ouch.
Has completed under 50% of his passes.
Ugh.
And has only averaged about 150 yards in those games.
Bills money line.
On the flip side, Lamar Jackson is 3-1 against the Bills with a quarterback rating of 92.5.
Still Bills money line.
Coming off a bye, Patrick Mahomes is 15-1 with a 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, and 11 picks. That only loss came in the regular season. In franchise history, the Lions are 4-2 in the divisional round, but are somehow 1-9 in the wild card round. Doesn't add up.
Oh, whatever. A lot of bye weeks.
In the last two decades, the Patriots have the most divisional round wins with 20. They will not be able to add to that over the weekend because 2024 was a disaster. Derrick Henry is the ultimate jock. With most pointing to his diet as a reason for his success, it includes no processed food, pre-practice meals, meal timing, IV fluids, and a personal chef. I am the opposite of that and might have a problem.
See him flip that refrigerator on the commercial.
The last time the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, the price of eggs was a tick over $3. They currently average $3.65, but don't get me started on the economy. And finally,
that's the
Jones.
Avian flu is why those are up. Yeah.
There will be three Derricks playing this weekend. So if you love Derrick football, you're in luck. Two in the Houston Kansas City game and one in the Baltimore Buffalo game.
They all won last weekend. Derek Stingley, the other Derrick, and Derrick Henry. They all won.
Derrick's
undefeated in
3-0
the
Derrick's.
Yeah.
Not bad. The keys never lie.
So Houston over Kansas City. I think that one's done. I guess now I got to bend the knee on Bills Ravens.
That's
with
true.
Derrick Henry there. I hadn't factored in the Derrick's.
Derrick's are flying high this postseason.
That's why you listen to the keys. I was picking the Bills all week. I forgot about Derrick Henry.
Do you like any of the dogs getting the point? You like Rams, right?
I like, if I'm going to pick a dog straight up, well, I guess I'm picking the Bills, but I like the Rams. That one's more of a coin flip.
Yeah.
I like the Rams, yeah.
I think I'll take, I know it's boring, but I'll take Chiefs and Lions both to cover the big number. I'll take the Rams getting the points, and then I already said Bills as well.
I think, I was just reading, Philly, I think, is supposed to get a lot of snow for this game this weekend.
Yeah, I think you're going to get, the Lions games in the Dome, the other three are going to be, really cold.
That makes me feel worse about my Rams pick. If there's snow, come back to me, but,
Saquon Barkley could be good.
Yeah, and I don't trust Stafford on the road on the opposite coast in the snow. Yeah. I don't trust that. So there you go. That's the keys. That's why you always wait. You wait till Friday to make your bets.
Right.
Make your picks. We were saying off the air, it would have been a good move by Courtney to steal those keys.
Would have been pretty smart.
Not like on the air steal them, but steal your actual physical set of keys.
No, looking around for them. It ruins the whole segment. Yeah, I agree.
That would have been a good move by her.
I agree.
That would have been a way to get your goat. 617-779-7937. I've heard it's a potpourri.
It's a lot of stuff.
Coming up here, we have Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending and apparently a variety of topics in the grab bag.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab bag.
It's time for grab bag.
We'll be right back.
time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And boy, do we have a lot of stuff to get to. How about the Boston Celtics trying to bounce back from their brutal loss to the Toronto Raptors? They take on the Orlando Magic tonight at home, 7 o'clock tip-off. How are you feeling about the C's?
What's the line? Was Terp telling me it's another like 14-point line?
It is 14.5.
Yeah, I think I'm taking the points. Orlando's giving them problems. Celtics feel like they have some problems. So they should win straight up, although they've been terrible by their standards at home.
Yeah.
They've already lost more games this year by a long shot than they did a year ago at the Garden. They're 14-7
Paul Banchero's back.
Banchero is back. They already struggled with Orlando anyway. I'd take Orlando to cover, mostly because I don't trust the Celtics, but they should win this game. You're allowed to freak out if they don't.
Yeah, I think that would be well within reason at this point.
Why are there so many songs about
Grabbing? This was informed to me by Billy Lanny. He told me this. Apparently, the greatest theme song of all time has an update.
I am aware of what we're talking about.
So, Round Ball Rock.
Yes.
As composed by the great John Tesh, that we would see as kids for NBA on NBC. Just an all-time song. Apparently, we have like a little bit of like a remix.
Okay, so Billy told us about this. Have you actually heard it?
No.
Me neither.
I meant to put it in yesterday, then we got sidetracked yesterday.
Yeah.
So we saved it for today.
I'm aware that there is one, but I've not heard it either, so
this
I'm curious.
This is my first go.
Okay, good. Let's
give it a rip.
Let's get it. Okay, this is good, though.
Now it's good.
It took a second. There was just a long walk.
Kind of hard to get there. Give me the original. Give me the original every time over this. Sorry.
Just in case.
How about the original video of John Tesh, like, bouncing the ball, like, right before he really gets into it and the performance of this?
Yeah. So good. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure it'll grow. That'll grow on me. But the original's better. I'll stand by that. But
that'd be like, we're going to remake Goodfellas. Like, you don't need to remake Goodfellas. Goodfellas is...
Yeah, but I'll...
Nelly remade it. It was pretty good.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Nelly's Heart of a Champion was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. You, like, sampled
right.
it, right?
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, Nelly remade Goodfellas? I was very confused. I was like, what?
More sad news. Ray Liotta.
Goodfellas. She's obviously a big fan.
Who played that key for Nick?
Not me.
Okay, so
that was me.
That was...
I don't have that.
Yeah, but you,
so I don't saying, care for it. It's just too long of a build, and you know it gets
really
good.
But they're really going to play it.
Play the first one.
You're saying just play the original. Okay,
that's fine. What I would do.
This is going to grow on me, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. It's grab bag.
I don't even know what that is.
Me either, actually.
Was that 7 different cuts?
Bruins, Senators tomorrow. Bees trying to keep their winning streak alive and well. And I'll tell you, I was looking at the NHL standings.
Oh, yeah?
And it's not great for the Boston Bruins.
Oh, no.
So right now, they're the 4th seed in the Atlantic Division. And they have a 1-point lead on both Ottawa and Montreal. And a 3-point lead over Detroit. Just talking about the Atlantic Division.
Yep. Where are the games? How many in hand, out of hand?
They've played 2 more games than everybody else. They have 2 games in hand.
No. The Bruins have 2 games out of hand.
I'm sorry. They have 2 games out of hand.
Yeah, they have games
my bad.
Their games are out of hand.
So
you want the games in hand. You don't want them out of hand. The Bruins have them out of hand.
They're out of hand.
Yeah.
So that's like, so the 2-game winning streak, nice. But it's early for scoreboard watching, but Ottawa, Montreal, Detroit, you want to keep tabs on. So specifically this weekend, taking on Ottawa, massive game.
Yeah,
because they could still be a game in hand and pass you.
Well,
if they beat you in regulation, they will jump ahead of you in the standings.
They've won 2 straight, but they've done it mostly because they've been bombarded with shots and Swayman's been awesome. So how sustainable is that? We'll see. Although the counterpoint to that would be Keith shook him awake, and let's see where it goes. But the backdrop for all of it is Cam Neely on a 2-game winning streak where they beat 2 teams they normally suck against. Tampa and Florida. Mm-hmm. Cam Neely comes out and he's like, oh, yeah, we might retool. That's the backdrop to the whole thing.
Oh, that's true.
Grab bag.
Let's take a call on the grab bag, Jones. It looks like we have Zach in Maine.
You sure you want to take comment. This one?
Yeah, of course.
You sure?
Yes.
Zach in Maine. Hello.
Zach, what do you have?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Excuse me. Keith, I just want to say I think you're a fraud as far as this whole Celsius thing goes. I think you probably saw, one or two Celsiuses in there, and you were just like, you know what? I'm going to take it, and I don't care if it's anybody else's or not. That's my 100% I believe that. I think you're at the core of it just a bad guy.
Whoa! Well, thank you, Zach. I appreciate that. I've already told you my defense. Zach sounds like a coward. And I would say that we have food drops here. I know people can't hear that. They can't rationalize that. Mm-hmm. There have been times often where there are drinks up for grabs for everybody in there. So I certainly didn't think I was stealing it from anybody, let alone who had it.
If you at your core are a bad man for stealing one Celsius, what is Coach in New Hampshire?
Coach is in trouble. Coach is, he's probably in jail. No bail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No St. Peter for him.
Yeah.
The pearly gates. No.
So I took a drink, even though there was multiple of those drinks in a community fridge that was unlabeled, and I'm a bad person at my core.
It is good coverage going forward.
Yeah.
You see multiple drinks in there, you just go, I thought it was a sales meeting. That is good coverage that I'm now aware of.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right.
Bad guy at his core. Richard.
Bad guy. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. All right. Very good.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your
grab bags.
Wearing this. Wearing only this.
Fox Sports came out with their top 10 athlete cameos of all time.
Oh.
So daily cameos, actually the Daily Ranker put it out, but Fox Sports put it on their Instagram. So I don't know if I agree with this list at all, but number 10 was Derek Jeter in The Other Guys.
Uh-huh.
Brett Favre from There's Something About Mary, number 9.
Strong cameo there.
Lance Armstrong, back-to-back good guys here. Lance Armstrong, Dodgeball.
Another good cameo.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Talladega Nights.
Great cameo.
At 7.
Oh, these are good ones. Outside of the first one.
Michael Irvin in the Sandler Longest Yard at 6.
Didn't see it.
Yeah. Hines Ward in The Dark Knight Rises, number 5. Real quick. So the Gotham City Rogues in that movie are kind of basically the Steelers.
Okay.
They have the same color scheme. And spoiler alert, Bane blows up the whole stadium.
Okay.
But now I think Hines Ward ran.
Bad guy at your core for spoiling things.
I think he ran a kickback for a touchdown. Nice. Lee Trevino in Happy Gilmore.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mike Tyson in The Hangover.
Great. That was really more than a cameo. That was a big.
Yeah, so some of these guys are in for a second. Some of these guys are like kind of co-stars. Yeah. Dan Marino and Ace Ventura and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane. You know who they're sleeping on?
Who?
OJ.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he's a murdering criminal, but like he was great in the movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's sleeping on there's not enough
credit. Put OJ on your list.
Many people said not enough credit for OJ out there. I agree.
Kevin Garnett, Uncut Gems.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Garnett was great in that.
Sure.
I mean, some of these ultimate jocks, not the ultimate jocks.
Well, I was going to say these are a whole list of not the ultimate jocks, I should have labeled it.
Yeah.
They probably have the top two, right?
Kareem and Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Dan Marino's really good.
Was Marino?
Bad Boys.
No, but was he also in There's Something About Mary?
Brett Favre was.
No, Favre was.
Just Favre? I thought there was another quarterback.
Yeah, there was
just
Favre. Well, no, the story goes, because it was a Fairley Brother movie, I believe they wanted Drew Bledsoe, and they wrote it for Bledsoe.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking
Speaking of Cam Neely. Cam Neely, Dumb and Dumb.
Oh, hell yeah, Cam Neely.
She should be on the list.
Cam Neely should be on this list.
He should absolutely be on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to do every Fairley Brothers movie, like Larry Bird and Celtic Pride.
Cam was in another movie.
He was?
Yeah, really not the ultimate jock.
I'll get
to the man's IMDb page.
He was also
They hit me with the salt shaker.
He was one of the cops at the end of Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh, my God. Right. Yeah, but he should be on. No, but for Dumb and Dumber, he should be like in the top 5.
What else was he?
That's a really good one.
I'll figure it out. Keep going.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a
grab bag.
Take it away.
Jack Del Rio hired as head coach of the Paris Musketeers of the European Football League.
Wow.
That do anything for you?
Get some futures on the Paris Musketeers.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take
grab bag.
The Miami Dolphins are going to play in Madrid, Spain next year. It's going to be the first NFL regular season game ever in Spain.
It's very possible. Cam Neely was in D2, the Mighty Ducks are back. That's what
he was?
Yes.
So was Mike Madonna, right?
Yeah,
it was Madonna in the first one.
It was when Gordon Bombay is getting wined and dined by that agent for the shoe company or whatever.
Yeah.
I was thinking Cam Neely in D2. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
What was your question?
What about
Madonna was in one.
Oh, also.
Madonna was in
Vincent
one.
Vincent Cavalier was in.
They come in because they're North Stars. So they come in at the end of the movie. Yeah, no, it's Cam and a couple other guys are getting wined and dined by this agent.
I guess these wouldn't be cameos. But then again, some of these kind of stretch that too. But Shaq and Penny and Blue Chips.
Good one.
Were amazing.
Yeah, it's not really a cameo.
They're kind of
steel. Yeah.
Shaq and Steel.
Shaq and Grown Ups 2.
Oh, Shaq and Freddy Got Fingered. Remember that at the very end with the mom? It's like he's in it for 30 seconds.
Steals it.
Nice.
Steals the show.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Dolphins in Madrid? That's exciting. Get a game in Spain.
I don't want any games over there.
No, but at least mix in a new country. Yeah. The Patriots could wind up playing there. They're going to play the Dolphins next year.
From the Twitch text line, Bob Cousy in Blue Chips, when he just made like 30 free throws in a row.
Bob Cousy.
That was a real cameo.
Are we all idiots? What about Bob Uecker?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, he was an ex-player.
Recency bias would have put him on there. I think this list came out a couple days ago before.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Bob Uecker probably should be on that list. Yeah.
Kareem
that's again more than a movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's again more than a cameo, I guess, for Bob Uecker.
No. Yeah. Right. That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see Craig? I'll tell you.
Now that's a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real
grab bag.
Apparently, Maverick Carter, LeBron's buddy,
I saw this,
is part of a group that is trying to get $5 billion together.
Yeah, whose money do you think he's reaching out to get?
Yeah, I know, but he's trying to form what will essentially be like a rival league to the NBA. They want to get 6 men's teams, 6 women's teams, and play games all over the world.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, you know whose money he's taking, John Henry's. That John Henry, Maverick Carter, LeBron already have a working relationship. I guarantee you Henry's money's going to be part of this.
I don't think rival leagues are going to do much. Like, you have the 4 majors here in the United States, and like...
It'll be like a LIV Golf.
Yeah, how's that going?
Not great.
They're on right before Riverdale on the CW.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's going... not great, but I don't know. If you, the barnstorming idea to other countries is a better idea than like creating a rival league domestically.
Well, it all comes back to who do you get? Like, do you get just past their prime guys, and what's the interest there? Like, they do like the 3-on-3 stuff. I know it's different, but like, is there a real big following for that?
Well, if Maverick Carter is running it, that's the first stop for LeBron after his career, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Which probably means be like,
Bronny James will be in it someday.
Yeah, maybe Bronny. Yeah. So you center the whole thing around Bronny.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
That'd be nice. It's a grab bag. All right, top NBA performer from last night. We only had like 5 games, so let's take a look at it. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 40 points, 8 assists for Oklahoma City Thunder in their blowout win over the Cavs. I was watching some of that, but it was a blowout right from the rip.
Beatdown.
It was a TNT game.
Just yesterday, we were making a case for the Cavs. Tough to do that today.
No, they got smoked by the Thunder. Devin Booker, 37 and 5 assists. Pascal Siakam, 26, 7 and 7. DeMar DeRozan, 33, 5 and 4. And Miles Turner, 28 points, and somehow as a 7-footer, 3 rebounds. How did that happens? I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah,
he's soft. That's how. But SGA is the answer. That's the answer.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a grab bag. Try not to redo him. Try not
familiar.
To redo him.
Do you know the Klingon proverb that tells us
grab bag
is a dish that is best served cold?
Take another call in the grab bag before we get to random player.
Or should we get to the incident on the Massachusetts highway?
Oh my God, I forgot about this. I skipped over it. Yeah, all right. Yeah, you were telling me about. You showed me this. I think it was Fox 25 had the photo of it, but there was a big hawk that got tangled up in the grill of a truck. Terp, if you have it, put it up on Twitch.
Look at this fella.
So that guy is in there. So like the front of a car looks like, what is that, a Honda? The front of his car wedged in is a hawk, and he looks more like annoyed about it.
Very annoyed, but he's wedged in like up to his wings. Like his wings are out like, get me out.
He's like, are you serious with this?
Yeah, but his
look
face.
At that photo. So the one with his head on, he almost looks like an owl because his wings are all like jammed in. Apparently, the hawk was fine.
Yeah, the story I read.
The hoss of the day.
Hawk of the day.
Hoss of the week was
Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson,
as he should be.
This is the hoss of the day.
His award is in the mail. By the way,
we have a real hawk problem in near me.
Yeah.
Oh, hawks flying around all the live long day. People with like little dogs have to be worried.
It's all the ermine.
But that's why, like, we used to, when I first moved in, oh, there's bunnies. Yeah, look at all these bunnies. There's no bunnies now.
Not no more.
These things just dominate the bunnies.
But I read, in the story I read, he just some ruffled feathers. How does the hawk have no injury from that? That's amazing.
He somehow got in there
incredible.
Through the grill, but not all the way into the, like, actual, I guess.
Did the cow rear-end him? Like, how did he get in that position? But you know what I'm saying? Like, it would look like, how else would it be?
Proclivities.
The hawk stopped on a yellow, and the car's like, no, we gotta go! And he's like, I honestly don't know how that happens.
Guy in the car is watching porn on his phone. That's clearly what's going on. Rear ended the hawk.
Breaking
up. Yeah.
Police officer.
Yeah, like, definitely.
Oh boy.
Definitely what it was.
They're going to be mad at me.
What happened to the drive? If you run into a hawk, what do you even do?
You pull over?
I'm like, I give the car to him.
I'm like, well, that thing's dead. I just keep driving. Like, I probably would have just kept driving. I'd be like, oh, I smoked that thing.
He's like feathers alive, everywhere. Just looking around, watching the whole thing.
I'd probably just keep going. I'd be like, oh, I killed that thing. I feel bad about it. Would I?
Yeah.
No.
Put some gloves on, like a Falconer.
I call. Who do you call? AAA?
No,
they don't get that thing out.
They're not interested in
that. I got my AAA. I got a hawk in the grill.
I think you called.
Sir, you got to call someone else.
Animal rescue, probably.
Yeah, that's probably right.
They could figure that out.
I'm going to call AAA first.
Call AAA.
I don't know. Look, I don't really know.
Call Honda.
The cock came with a hawk.
Yeah, exactly.
Call the
dealership.
The hawk.
Yeah, start with the dealership, then AAA, then whatever else, yeah.
Sir, we're going to have to fail your inspection. Why is that? You have a hawk sticking out of the front.
The hawk deployed.
Yeah, you have a hawk. Oh, that's right. Forgot to take that out.
Oh, man, that poor fellow, though. Good thing he's okay. I'm happy he's
sick
okay.
Hood ornament.
Didn't he look more like... He looked like perturbed. Like, it was like kind of like, this is... I'm going to be late for something now.
He's probably in the grill. He can't go anywhere. And he's like, I see a mouse there.
He's more bothered by having his photo taken.
Yeah, he's embarrassed. Yeah. He's like, I can't show up to any hawk events.
He's like, can you blur that when you put that in the news?
Can't show my face around my nest. Won't hear the end.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, guys, you remember when Harry got stuffed in the car?
Remember when Bob was stuffed in the car there?
He's like, guys, one time.
He's like, my insurance won't cover this.
Yeah.
He's like, you're eating roadkill again? No, I'm not. Well, then how'd you get eaten by the car? Or how'd you get sucked up by the car? He's like, no, it wasn't roadkill. No, it wasn't. I'm a hunter like you guys. You're eating roadkill. We know.
Yeah. Man can't even feed his family.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. This one got submitted via Instagram at Rich Keefe WEEI. Nice. I got a suggestion. I said, you know what? I don't think we've used this person. Let's go with it.
I don't think. Yeah, I'm not positive.
That could come back to bite us. We're talking about an outfielder today, fellas. An outfielder who played for four teams in his career. The Washington Nationals, Philadelphia Phillies, Los Angeles Dodgers, and Toronto Blue Jays. He has four top 20 MVP seasons.
I feel like I know who this is.
He was a one-time All-Star, a one-time World Series winner, the most home runs in a season, 36 in 09. That was his All-Star year. A career 267 hitter, 229 career dingers.
I know who this is. I think. Wait, how many home runs again?
229 in his career.
Jason Worth.
He got it!
I'm on a good run right now. I got to be honest. I'm on a good run.
And then I remember when he would go like 0-for-4 in a game, Philly fans would be like, Jason, worthless. And you're like, well, hang in there. He's coming back. Yeah, he had a good little career.
That is not who I was thinking. Yeah, he had like a Johnny Damon type look going on.
Yep.
Long hair, beard, a Jesus look going
Whatever
on.
This was in the front.
Yeah.
With the tickler. I think he had a tickler.
Jason Worth. Let me tell you,
Brandon Marsh has taken that mantle now.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
You had a good week on Random Baseball Player.
Maybe the best week I've ever had.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to throw myself into Haas of the Week.
People are texting it in.
Yeah,
you'll never win Haas of the Week. You don't have to worry about that.
I'm not a Haas. But my answers have been Haas-like is what I would say. Well, there you go.
Very good.
Okay.
Thanks for playing this week.
I didn't even see it in the Twitch chat. You said the text line is answering?
Text line had it.
All right, good.
Yep.
Well, I beat you to it.
That's how you play.
In your face.
Uh-huh.
There you go. It's a grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. We'll see what WEEI Afternoons has coming up, and we'll get you our clip du jour next.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, it sounds great. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day, and today it just sort of showing the, I guess, wide-ranging topics that we can have on this show. We started discussing passing big men. In the NBA?
Oh, kind of.
Is that where it went?
Yeah. Yeah. How did it come up?
I don't know. Let's tune in to find out.
I don't remember.
Bill Walton could outlet pass with the best.
Oh, Walton's a good one. That's a great passing big man. Yeah, good passing big man.
A lot of guys could pass.
Yeah.
You know who never passed? Yinka Dare. Guy made it like, his whole career, no assists. Look it up. I think he had like no assists.
No
had,
assists?
Like, a whole, yeah, or close to it. Yinka? Had like a whole NBA career. Yeah, Yinka Dare.
GW?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, the first thing pops up is his college picture. That's a bad sign. Yinka Dare, career assists.
I bet none. Show me none.
He had four.
Oh, four. He played like four full seasons or whatever it was.
110 games in his career. He had four assists.
I'm shocked. I thought it was zero. But yeah, so he had four assists. It probably like, you know what it was?
He played 58 games in 1996, zero assists for the year.
Yeah, it didn't pass. And those assists probably were like the ball hit him in the hands and fell into another guy and he like scored.
That's a good
Yinka Dare, yep, one of the all-timers.
Another way to put it, he played, I think it was 1,002 minutes, so 1,000 minutes in his career, 4 assists.
Rest in peace.
Unbelievable.
Fella.
That did not answer how we got onto that topic.
No, again, it was a wide-ranging kind of Friday show. We were talking about, like, top quarterbacks. We were talking about passing big men somehow. I don't know.
Top passing big men are going to come up, obviously.
Today,
we had
Junior,
a bunch. Don't start by making fun of me. I've heard enough of it this week. I had a heck of a week.
You've had a tough week, huh?
People are demanding I be fired on multiple accounts.
Wait till Marchand catches wind of this story that you're
this Celsius
stealing.
Stealing Celsius. You agree it was he stole
absolutely.
It. Yeah, it's stolen.
Wait, what? You agree with that?
He didn't knowingly steal it from Courtney, but
he
stole it.
All right,
but
you like, at least admit
it
that.
It wasn't his, and he went and just drank it.
And it belonged to someone.
What?
You didn't know
like
it belonged
I'm taking
to
crazy
someone.
Pills. You know that there's food for everybody in that kitchen, right?
Yeah, but this wasn't that.
How do you know that?
It wasn't like a huge case of them.
But there was more than one.
Okay, so?
Well, who is bringing like a 5-pack of stuff?
It's a long day. It's a long week.
That's a lot for one day.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't, but...
All right.
I'm just saying.
Well, I didn't think I was stealing. But
just because you didn't think you were stealing doesn't mean it's not stealing.
All right. But you think it's... What's crazier, me not thinking I stole or Courtney thinking I did it on purpose despite her?
The latter.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You just made a mistake. You
have questionable morals.
Dude, why would you take it? I was thirsty.
Right.
Oh, okay.
We're about to add heart to the list. That was a dangerous answer right
there. I'm a
supporter.
Yeah, I know.
Most of the time, I'm Team Keith.
Yeah.
And I
every once in a while.
I understand. It can't be every time.
Gotta be objective.
That would be outrageous if it was every time.
It can't be a fraud.
I did replace it, though. I bought her a new one today. I thought that would end it, but she was still dug in on it. So, you know me.
And a potted plant that she didn't take home.
I bought her a potted plant. She left here.
You gonna snag that and give it to your wife, I
guess.
I wouldn't.
I might.
She probably knows what's going on.
Now you're going to steal it back?
Maybe it was a test.
Yeah, now it's technically stealing.
Maybe she's testing
it. And this, I understand, is stealing.
Yeah.
So I won't do it because I've never stolen.
No, she just didn't care. Yeah, that'll be there forever until somebody throws
until
it away.
Until it dies. Somebody said you should poison it by pouring the Celsius in it.
It would, trust me. I felt a little sick after
Stiz
myself.
Stiz apparently has a good story that you can listen to later in the afternoon show about what he did to prevent people like you from stealing food in the old building in the kitchen and then got in trouble for it.
Oh, well, this I do want to hear.
What, did it involve urine?
Not urine.
Okay. Oh, no.
I don't like how you said that.
Oh, no. He's like, yeah, that'd be better.
Yeah,
but no.
No, that would get him in less trouble.
Yeah, no, and there was no specific act. He insinuated an scare people in general from like, I'm just going to leave everything alone.
But I also feel like most people, if you just write your name on it.
Why do I have to write my name on it?
Why? I don't know.
I mean.
Because it's the public fridge?
Like, you just go by taking, oh, there's nobody's name on this. Nice bike. Sweet. Ride home.
That's not the same thing.
Now, I do have an issue.
Your name's not on your car.
So somebody, yeah, exactly.
Yep, that's exactly
on this car. The keys are in it.
Yeah.
So right, somebody brought up, you have to put a sign that says this is to be taken.
Yeah, it's garbage.
That doesn't work.
Have you ever noticed
when people put free stuff in front of their yard, it stays there forever.
Yeah,
if you just put stuff out there, people take it. Because people think when you put free on it,
that
happened to get rid of it. There's an angle.
I put it on the thing and it would be gone immediately.
Absolutely.
And then I borrowed free. They're like, is it broken?
Nope. Like, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't put the free sign on stuff.
If I see free on it, I'm like, that thing's rampant with bed bugs. I'm not touching that.
There's a 3-day-old bagels. Free! Get in here now! Yeah, I'm talking about those ones. Yeah,
they'll be here.
Sure, the cream cheese is.
They'll certainly be here through the long weekend. Okay, so you have that, the story from Stiz. What else you guys got?
Yeah, so we have Mike Giardi at 3:30. Obviously, it's the final edition of this version of the afternoon show, so we will relive some of the highs and lows, which will include our famous Swayman argument, which I don't know if it was a high or a low. The listeners can decide. It was 3 minutes of us saying, no, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. You're an idiot. No, you shut up. No, you shut up.
It sounds like a high.
It's like the crossover of me and Courtney today.
did it get that escalated?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It was a little testy.
Wow. Yeah, it wasn't great.
Did she come close to hitting you? I'd like to see her slap you.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd probably be a good
video. Like one of those
video
matches where the guys stand there and they hold it and they just...
Well, I thought she might throw the flower at me, which would have been great.
That'd have been awesome.
Would have been poetic, but no, it didn't happen. No, nothing. It didn't lead to that.
That violence is sometimes the answer.
Yeah.
Right. In certain circumstances,
fair.
That's true.
Fair.
All right, stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. You got Arcan. You got Hart. Everybody enjoy the long weekend. If you're working on Monday, or even if you're listening from home, we will be here Monday at 10 on WEEI. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.